Vaishnava. He was such a humble man, you never think that he was such a deep devotee, Siddhanta Maharaj, but he was, you know. So I tell the story of how I met him.
Yes.
Okay. I'm been associated with the Chaitanya Sadhus for 1 year. I've been in ISKCON for maybe 6 years. And I can Saga Maharaj, you can see I'm quite committed. And Sunil, your friend Sunil,
yes.
is in London, and he said the only way you'll ever commit to Krishna consciousness is if you see the real thing. And so they bought me a ticket to India. Now, I'd never flown on a plane before, and I was 43 years old. I was scared of planes. You know, I was a shy person, you know, very... Guru gave me the name Kanayanala, that's very baby-like, you know what I mean? Soft center, you know? And so, I got on a plane, and I landed... Gurudev arranged for Siddhanta Maharaj to meet me at Calcutta Airport.
Uh-huh, wow.
Okay? And it's got a long story short, where but you, well, I can tell you, there's somebody who's scared to get on a plane. I'm at the departure lounge of Heathrow Airport, and one gentleman keels over and dies right in front of me just about to get on the plane, and I've always had this fear of dying on a plane, and it's like not a very auspicious start. And so I get on the plane, I land in Delhi, and we're supposed to fly on to Calcutta, but they decided not to. So I had to stay in a hotel overnight. And what normally what happens, these ISKCON devotees went off and they stayed, and it was then an international airport and a domestic airport, and they slept on the floor of the domestic airport. But I was with an executive of India Oil, two executives, and they banged on the table and said, you've got to find rooms for this person here, this person, three Westerners, you know. So we stayed in a hotel overnight, and I had a phone. Calcutta said, well, I'll be there tomorrow morning at such and such a time. And Siddhanta Maharaj was saying, well, how am I going to recognize him? Well, I don't, and Gurudev says, well, don't worry, he will recognize you.
Mm.
Right? I'll recognize him, I've never seen him before. So, you know, with hindsight, back with his Gurudev is guiding everything, actually in the background. So I get off the plane in Calcutta, and in those days it was a very much smaller airport than it is now. You got off the plane, you had to come down these gantry steps and with the baggage claim area and the exit area were all sort of like together, and I could see the various devotees meeting various groups, the various mots, and I could see this man, this tall figure, leaning on the railings. I thought, that's him, I just knew it was him. And I come to sit down and get my baggage reclaimed, and he's like towering 6'6" or whatever, and he's like a giant, you know. And I'm very shy, and I'm going up to him very sheepishly, and I say, excuse me, are you from Chaitanya Saraswat Math? And he's texting, he says, well, how do you know that? You know, how do you know? I said, well, I just thought you were from, you know. And then he says, okay, come out of the temple, we're going to book a taxi, just do what I say, right? And he's arguing with these taxi drivers, and then, no, you're a cheater, and he's this, that, and that.
Yes.
You know. And he gets me in the taxi, and he's leaning back and said, are you okay? You need some water? I said, no, I'm okay for now. He said, okay, we'll go back to the mot and we'll get you some prasad and that sort of this sort of thing. And he really, really looked after me because I was scared. You know, I was in India, and I looked, when I got off that plane, and it's not like it is now. It was just, everything was no modern cars, everything was belching diesel fumes.
Which year was that?
1996.
Gotcha.
And, so I stayed overnight in the temple, and he gave me Saga Maharaj's room. Stayed in Saga Maharaj's room, and I hear this banging all night and on lampposts and dogs howling. And thought, am I in hell? What's going on? You know. And he tells me, oh, don't worry, well, that's just the security men to keep the gundas and robbers away from the area. You know. Oh, that was really reassuring. You know. But then he says to me, can we wait down here a little longer, because coming up and down to meet the devotees is quite difficult. Some devotees are coming tomorrow, and that was Janardhan Maharaj and two others. So we all went off in two taxis and to Navadvipa, and I met Gurudev. You know, I mean, Gurudev, this is a bit about me actually, but it also involves Siddhanta Maharaj. He goes up to the veranda and tells Gurudev I arrived, and I could see Gurudev coming down the steps. It was random, I'd meet one and going, oh my God,
yes.
It's him. You know, I, I knew who I was coming to see, you know, because I'd cried out to the Lord a year previously, if you don't tell me where the parampara is, I was just so frustrated, I'm finishing with you, you know, crazy thing to say. And he came down, and before I, you know, I could do anything, make my basis, he grabbed hold of me and embraced me. You know, that's how Guru did. So that's the first thing with Siddhanti Maharaj. But I have many pastimes with Siddhanti Maharaj. But the ones that I've only read about recently, I knew about his involvement with the World Sankirtan Party, but I found out from devotees who were on that Sankirtan Party, Siddhanti Maharaj. You know, for example, when they flew into India, they flew from London, two groups, one came from America, one came from India, from London. And they hired this really ramshackle airline, which is based in Yemen, is run by two Indian brothers. It was mainly a cargo system, but they allowed for people to fly as well, you know, some seats on the cargo planes. Again, £50 return, you know, it's nothing, you know, £50 one way rather. And they land in refueling in Cairo, and they have to wait many, many hours before the plane is refueled and cargo is put off and cargo is put on. So they decide, we'll have a Harinam, Sankirtan, you know, and there they are in Delhi Airport, and there's all these security men, soldiers dressed with guns, and people from the terminal and the windows are looking at them, and they're having this kirtan. And Siddhanti Maharaj sets up a table, and he has the pictures of Radha Krishna, and he has a deity of Jagannath. So he puts it up, gets some flowers from some tree, and bows down before them, like Shyamasundar describes it, you know, bowing down before idols in a Muslim country, you know. But he didn't care, you know, he didn't care. And he starts the kirtan, he gets it going, and then he says, well, we've got to have some prasadam. So he goes and buys a whole load of potato chips, puts them on, makes an offering, does the puja and all that, and just starts distributing the prasadam to everybody. And all these people are liking it. There's soldiers jumping up and down, and, you know, people joining in. And obviously, Secret Service men, you know, dressed in white shirts and guys with their moustaches and very serious. But even their hearts are softened by this. And he started all, you know. So this is the kind of devotee Siddhanti Maharaj was. He was like full on for Harinam Sankirtan, as you know.
Yes.
Because all over Russia he did it. So that's kind of, it shows his, he didn't care. He didn't hide his Krishna consciousness. He just was open to the world.
Yes.
That's what was so remarkable about him, you know. Everywhere. And in London, you know, he wasn't shy, he was very humble. We had problems, such a small building initially. I'll give you another example. He comes one day and he says, I can't get into the shower. So he goes out in a gumsha, and there's a up the street from where the Green Street table is in East London, there's a public automatic toilet system and a wash place. So when he goes there, he just puts the money in, strips off, you know, with his gumshoe, and just has a full shower, does his ablutions, and walks back to the lot. You know, it's just the kind of devotion that he gave, because he wanted to be clean for his service. So that was the kind of humble devotee he was. And, well, there was the time in Puri when there were so many people in the mot. It was so overcrowded, people on the roof. It was in a room like this, there was 12, 13 people in it, you know, and I had a double bed on it, with a mosquito net, and there was holes in it. And he says, I've got nowhere to sleep. And I said, oh, you can stay here, Maharaj, you know. I always suspected that wasn't the case, maybe it was some sort of thing. Srila Govinda Maharaj was testing me, would I help this humble devotee, you know.
Yes.
So while I'm sleeping here, he said, I'm sick and tired of being in seen with nets with holes in them. I said, don't worry, Maharaj, I've got all the sewing equipment, I'm sewing up all the holes. He's coming back and checking, he's going to be, you know, very particular. Siddhartha Maharaj, you know, very particular. And so then he comes back, said, yeah, everything's ready, Maharaj, and said, you can sleep, yeah, I'll sleep here. Said, do you need put a dividing line or something between? He said, no, don't worry about it. He said, I used to Kanal Aladas, and I used to have my little teddy, you know?
Yes.
Do you remember? The teddy bear, I used to I used to play jokes like that, you know, this Kanai Lala does. And so he didn't mind anyway, everything went off okay. Then a day later, he ends up sharing a room with Ashram Maharaj, and some things thin out a bit, and the devotees go and still there. And Ashram Maharaj becomes sick. And Siddhanti Maharaj is sharing a room with him and sort of looking after him. And I come down with my teddy.
Yes.
And I say to him, and Siddhanti Maharaj looks at me and starts chuckling and laughing. He thinks something's going to happen here. So I went to Ashram Maharaj and said, Maharaj, he said, I got Teddy's very worried about you being sick. He wants to give you some help. So one night with Teddy and he'd be cured. So I gave him a little, Siddhanti Maharaj was laughing his head off, you know. He was always could see that amusing thing, you know. So it's kind of sweet. So the kind of sweet pastimes like that. It's almost childlike actually. He was always very friendly, but he was very helpful to me when I came to Navadvip for the first time in 1996. He chaperoned me, looked after me, taught me how to wash in a bucket and wash my clothes, and I was always seeing that everything was right for me perfectly, you know. Very attentive to newcomers, very caring to anybody, not just to me, but to everyone actually. And it was a service to the devotee, but it was a service on behalf of Govinda Maharaj, and he was totally dedicated. I remember so many times, you know, in the veranda in Calcutta, the original veranda with Gurudev's room, he would sleep outside on a bench, outside protecting Gurudev, and therefore Gurudev's every need, attending Gurudev's service when he was in close association with Gurudev.
In Calcutta,
yeah, like this.
Where this original...
There was a house next to the main mandir up
yes.
there. There's the darshan room, and Gurudev had his rooms there.
Yes.
That's where he would stay, yeah. That's where he would stay. And it was a bench outside,
mm-hmm.
and he would just have a net over him, and he'd always be there in attendance for Gurudev. Always like this, serving Gurudev. It's jumping from point to point, but on the World Sankirtan party, when they went to the Kumbh Mela, the big thing with 40 million people, Lord Prabhupada went there to showcase the World Sankirtan party. It was very, very cold at night, and cold in early mornings, and people were like, didn't want to take bath, and Prabhupada came out and took bath with cold water. And the first one to do it after that was Siddhanti Maharaj, just pick up a bucket, shower, like, ice cold. That kind of one-pointed dedication following the Guru, always. Never challenging, always no question, or questioning intelligently. And then he wrote that book, as we know, Religion of the Heart, and Gurudev said, it's a miracle. It is a miracle. Understanding of Krishna consciousness is high. And he composed that from lectures of Gurudev, not from anything else, from tapes that he made. And he wrote them down and he understood. And Gurudev was just so, so astonished by that. That book is a treasure, Religion of the Heart, you know. So these are some of my memories of Siddhanti Maharaj. His caring attitude and his dedication to Srila Prabhupada, to Srila Govinda Maharaj. He didn't see so much of Srila Sridhar Maharaj because he had sickness problems in the 1980s. And he stayed in California, but he was always sending money, always sending every penny, every dollar he could for the service of the moth and for the service of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, giving everything. And he would come into India with thousands and thousands of dollars on him for the service of Gurudev. And one occasion he took me, I need some, can you help me out? You know, can you only cash so much money if you're a Westerner, but I've got so much money, can you cash it? And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Took me all the way up to the airport and signed all the documents and like that. Things like this. I try to help his service. Mm-hmm. And then that's the key for devotees. Now you talk about servant of the servant of the servant. I tried to help him as much as I could to help, because he was so close to Gurudev. Like this. So you help the devotees, you serve the servant of the servant, serve the devotees. that way you progress and you assist them. Because I was too fallen to be too close to Gurudev in his service, in a way. I had to be trained. Everybody has to be trained. Everybody has to come to understand what is the etiquette of serving Guru and what is Krishna consciousness. It's constantly evolving and constantly changing. And he was an example of that. And I will say that Gurudev told of Siddhanti Maharaj that he went to Goloka Vrindavan. He went to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Dham. And when he left his body, and I don't know if you know about this, but just a few months before he left his body, Siddhanti Maharaj phoned Gurudev to ask permission of Gurudev to leave his body.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was nothing. It was Guru's order, was everything for him.
Yes. He asked permission.
And that was seen as a service.
Yes.
And one devotee looked after him in Sokel. Can't remember the devotee's name.
Virachandra,
correct. Just coming. His name was Virachandra. He said, looked after him nicely. And he said, you get the best training is in India. Go to India and get trained. Best training. And I phoned him short while before he passed from his body, and I was heartbroken. He was going, I didn't show it. I said, "Oh, well, I'm going to miss you terribly, Maharaj." "That's okay. I understand." Just reassuring me, It's my karma. I have to leave. It's my karma. That was his attitude. Just completely detached, because he was so surrendered. I get quite choked up about it sometimes, because I really love the guy. He's a wonderful devotee. Wonderful devotee. Stalwart devotee of this mission.
Yes.
Yeah. There's probably many, many other pastimes. It's simple things. It's simple. I had so many problems with my knees, and I had my accident in 2007, remember, and there was only one small table for taking Basharam, and I couldn't sit down at all, and he was sitting at the table, and he said, "I get up," and took his plate and went somewhere else and put me in the seat and put me at the table, things like that. And just very, very good, very, very wonderful devotee like this. So, Bhakti Pramik Siddhanti Maharaj Ki Jai. What a Vaishnava.